the males are sensitive to their own wingbeat frequencies. They're not as sensitive to that as they are to this distortion tone. However, they can detect changes in particle displacement, so near field sound waves, at their own wingbeat frequency. So we're armed with that information about the sensory apparatus that they're capable of perceiving the world with, we then needed to know what the sensory cues that they might respond to would be. To do that, we had to go back to our simulations of the airflow, which we used to discover these new features of mosquito aerodynamics, and rerun those simulations, but in the presence of near and far surfaces. So we did a wall and we did the ground at various different altitudes.